And it's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Most of you are at home masticating right now if you're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. In response, John in Milwaukee, you were on our call last hour with Mary Todd running for Congress in Montana. I want to let you know there's a couple of things that voters need to do. We've had a lot of people voting with their feet, and we're going to be talking to Wayne Root here in just a quick sec about that, because a lot of people, when they move and they leave the state they're in, they forget to drop their name off the voter roll and call the election supervisor and tell them they moved. And so their name stays there where it can potentially be used, stolen, and your vote then, in my book, doesn't matter. Wayne might have a different opinion on it, but it was sitting in the back of my head, and I meant to get that out in the last hour. We were not able to do that, so now I'm getting it out. Wayne is this, I mean, I see him on TV. He's a former Libertarian VP nominee in 2008. I mean, he's got multiple books out, and he's got a new one out now. He's going to tell us what the name of it is. Wayne, what's the name of your new book?
All right, Jay. First of all, Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. And my new book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, number one bestseller. Hit number one in about 12 categories at Amazon when it first came out this fall, and has held up very well for the last 4 months, selling like hotcakes. And the reason why is because it is my belief that we're being attacked by a communist takeover of the United States. These people are radical. These people are nut jobs. These people are authoritarians. They are fascists. They're willing to do anything to destroy our lives, to shut our businesses down. They're willing to call us non-essential. They want to take our jobs away. They want to lock us in our homes. They want to force vaccinate us with a poison vaccine. They're crazy, but they understand how to play the game. It all comes from Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. My book, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book, shows you how to play the game the exact same way. We need to copy the left. We need to use protests, strikes, boycotts, intimidations, and most of all, civil disobedience, like Martin Luther King, just like they've done to us for decades. Two could play at that game. I teach conservatives how to become the loud, in-your-face majority, not the silent majority anymore. Strikes, boycotts, civil disobedience, get in their face, screw up their lives, put any restaurant that says you have to be vaccinated out of business. Picket them until nobody comes to their restaurant anymore. This is what I'm going to lead this country in. It's time to fight back and to hit hard.
Wow, Wayne, you almost sound like you're running for office again.
Well, you know, look, I got a huge national radio show, and if I ran for office, I'd have to give it up. I feel like Rush Limbaugh. You know, everyone wanted Rush to run for president for many, many years, and he never did because he had a great life with his radio show. And, you know, it's hard to take that pay cut to be president of the United States. You got to be as rich as Trump to take that pay cut. So Rush never did it, but he felt like he had a better position as a talk show host reaching millions of power than he would have as president of the United States. And I feel kind of the same way. I feel like my strength is to reach millions of people on radio and TV. I'm on TV every minute. At one point, I had, you know, for 3 years, the number one show on Newsmax TV. Now I'm a guest on TV every minute and negotiating to come back with my TV show. So between radio and TV and 15 books I've written, I feel like I reach millions and millions of people. That's more than I could do as a politician. So I'm very happy where I am right now, just like Rush was for all those years. No interest in running for anything, at least not at the moment. But I'll tell you what, if things get bad enough, you never know if I get off the bench, because I don't feel like any of the other guys in the GOP have my ability to attack liberals and my understanding of what liberalism leads to. This is like Nazi Germany meets the Soviet Union, what's going on in America today, because I'm a Jew, and I understand exactly what's going on. This is mind control. This is brainwashing. This is propaganda. They're treating the unvaccinated the exact same way Hitler treated the Jews, with propaganda in 1938, before he ever did, you know, before he ever carried out the Holocaust. This is the pre-Holocaust moment, and it's time for all of us to say we're not going to take it anymore and slap back before it's too late.
For sure. Well, and again, you know, I was just mentioning here about voting with your feet, and we have, you know, Texas alone, I was just reading the stats on this, gains about 100,000 people a year. And these people, you know, if they're leaving the blue states, what's that do? I mean, I know it's, you know, you think that they're bringing their blue state attitude into the red states, or you think that they really want to change?
some of them are. I mean, I can't stop someone from moving if they're liberal. I mean, I have no ability to do that. I don't know what everyone's, you know, I don't ask them to show an ID card, whether they're Republican or Democrat, before they come to my state, Nevada, or to Texas, or to Florida. You know, I know they're escaping to our state. So if you look at the latest stats from the Census Bureau and from the moving companies, it's amazing. Everybody is leaving blue states, and they're all heading to red states. What they're coming here for, I don't know yet. I know where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, look, I live in a nice house in a nice neighborhood. Every single new house that's been sold in the last year has been sold to a person fleeing California who's a huge Republican conservative, and they're all fans of my show now, and they love me. I don't know if that's representative of every person coming to Nevada, but I know the homeowners, I think it gives you a sense, are mostly, you know, these are people that sold nice houses in California, and they come to Las Vegas, they buy a nice house here, and they want to protect themselves from taxes, and they're business owners, and they've got a lot of assets. All of them are Republicans. So there's plenty of Republicans fleeing blue states, but I think there's also moron sheep fleeing blue states because they can't afford them, and they come here for a cheaper life than they vote Democrat for the same policies that got them in trouble in the blue states. So there's morons moving, and there's very smart people moving. Sheeps are moving, and wolves are moving. I'm in the wolf category.
Right. Well, the thing is, though, is that now you're on a mission basically to convince the sheep, hey, you need to become one of us or you're going to lose.
Yeah, it's not that easy to do. I've always said the hardest argument in the world is to convince anyone to vote Republican. The easiest argument is to convince them to vote Democrat, because all you say when you're a Democrat is, I'll give you money. I'll give you free stuff. I'll steal it from others and give it to you. It's the easiest conversion in the whole world, and we have the tough one. We have, like, hey, I believe in capitalism. I believe some people will make it, some people won't. I won't guarantee you that you'll make it, but I guarantee you that you'll have opportunity and mobility. You can make it if you want to work your ass off, you can make it. And if you want to be creative and smart and work 16 hours a day, you can make it. But I'm not guaranteeing you're going to be rich. I'm guaranteeing you'll have the opportunity. Nobody wants that. You know, the average person is a sheep. They're lazy. They want to be on welfare. They want to collect the government check. And so it's hard to convince people to change from Democrat to Republican. So I'm of the belief that we need to shore up the people we've got. We need to bring out every single Republican voter, every single Christian, every single patriot, and then you need to make sure you go after all the independents who are kind of in the middle. You don't worry about Democrats. Once you're a Democrat, you're a sheep, you're lost, and there's no use even talking to Democrats. Talk to the people in the middle, and thank God there's a lot of people who are still independents that you wouldn't even expect. I've seen the latest polls. Almost every Hispanic man is now a Trump Republican voter. That's amazing. You know, Hispanics in the latest polls are 50-50 tie, but they're a 50-50 tie because almost every Hispanic woman is a Democrat, and every Hispanic man loves Trump. They love machismo, and they love the way Trump talks and Trump does things, and they're all Republicans now. So, look, we don't have the Hispanic women, but we've got the Hispanic men. That's a huge thing that no one would have ever expected. So I say just keep going after Hispanic men, black men, independent voters, married women. You know, stay away from the groups where you have almost no chance, because you can't convince them because they're brainwashed like Stepford Wives robots.
No doubt. Well, the thing is, let's get into this COVID-19 thing. You beat it in 48 hours taking ivermectin, right?
Yeah, it wasn't just ivermectin. First of all, let me mention, Dave, that, you know, my whole life, I'm 60 years old now, and I'm in incredible shape. I'm in as good shape now as when I was 20, and I'm the same weight as I was when I played high school football. So, I mean, I'm in great shape. I work out 60 to 90 minutes a day, and I take 100 vitamin pills a day, almost all of them immune-boosting vitamins. So that was my base before I ever got COVID. And then I got COVID, and I beat it in 48 hours. So it isn't just ivermectin. And although many of my fans have said I've saved their lives, I've gotten literally hundreds of letters saying you saved my life, or you saved my mother's life, you saved my sister's life. You know, I told them what you said, that you take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pack and tons of vitamin C and vitamin D. And they made a huge recovery in a matter of hours, not just days. Sometimes they say hours. And I had the same effect. I took ivermectin, and I felt like I was going downhill pretty fast. And I was kind of shocked because I didn't think I'd ever get COVID, and I certainly didn't think I'd get it bad. But in one day, it got real bad. It hit me real hard, and I just didn't know how bad it would be the next day. I took ivermectin, as recommended by every holistic doctor on my show. You've got to treat it early. You got to have it with you before you ever get COVID. And you could order it 1,000 places online, and I have no conflict of interest, by the way. I don't own stock at ivermectin. I don't own a company that sells ivermectin. I make no money by telling you this. I'm just trying to save lives of Republicans and patriots because we need every vote. So the end result is I took ivermectin, and in 24 hours, COVID was gone. In other words, I beat it in 48, but for the moment I took the ivermectin, it was gone. And for all intents and purposes, it was completely gone in 24 hours from the moment I swallowed my first ivermectin pill. Ivermectin has no side effects, literally. It's one of the few drugs in the world that has, literally, doctors tell me, no side effects. It's safer than Motrin. And literally, it's been out there. Billions of pills have been taken with no problems to note of, no major problems to note. And it won a Nobel Prize for being one of the most miraculous drugs of the world. And yet, our own government doesn't want you to take it. They're stealing it from people's mail who order it. That's the word that's out there, is that some cases of ivermectin are being confiscated by the government and the post office in concert with each other. And they're stopping pharmacies from telling you doctor can prescribe it, but they will not, accept the prescription in places. So, I mean, can you imagine your own government seems to want to murder you? That's interesting, the time we're in America. The one thing that works, they don't want you to get access to it. They badmouthed it. They've denigrated it. They've slandered it. They've lied about it. And now they want to stop you from actually even getting a prescription, even if a doctor writes it. So it's a very interesting time we live in, and it reminds me of Nazi Germany in 1938. And I'm a Jew, and I could tell you this is exactly the same path we're on.
No doubt. And see, the thing is that not only are they not telling you, hey, there are alternative therapies you can take up front, including everything you just described, but now instead they want to replace that with a jab. And so far as I know, and none of us have taken it here, but so far as I know, the jab contains all these nanoparticles and garbage in it that's out to kill your immune system, and it's almost like an effort to depopulate the United States, yet I'm hearing 9 out of 10 Democrats took the jab.
Yeah, look, I'm not, I don't want to make this whole interview about the vaccine because it's not my only topic in life, I mean, I'm not saying anything bad, Dave. I'm saying I'm very anti this vaccine, but I'm not anti-vax, and I'm so angry at the lying media for trying to make it seem like I'm anti-vax when I've never been against any vaccine in my whole life. As a matter of fact, I noticed that, I got the polio vaccine, and amazingly, I don't have polio. I got the smallpox vaccine, and amazingly, I don't have smallpox. I've gotten every vaccine you could imagine as a kid and then some as an adult, and I never got the thing I was being vaccinated for. You know what that means? It works. But the COVID vaccine, everybody I know got the COVID vaccine. Everyone I know is triple vaccinated, has COVID. It doesn't work. Let's forget about how many people it's killed. It doesn't work. It's a giant failure. It's the worst failure in the history of healthcare. And let us not forget, nobody ever said in the beginning, take the shot and you'll probably get sick. No, they said take the shot and you won't get COVID. And then when everybody started getting COVID and took the shot, they changed the storyline. They lied and said, we never said that. We just don't, you won't get really sick. You'll get a minor COVID. You will not get hospitalized or die. Well, you know what's funny? In America, they claim all the people hospitalized are unvaccinated. All the people dying are unvaccinated. And yet in Germany, in England, in Israel, in every country in the world where the governments are honest and they actually release real honest statistics, almost every person that gets COVID is vaccinated. Almost every person that is hospitalized with COVID is vaccinated, and almost every person who dies from COVID is vaccinated. But in America, there are no such statistics. You know why? Because they fixed the system the same way they did with the rigged election that we all know Trump won, the same way they did with inflation. The inflation index says we're like at raging 10% inflation. No, we're really now at 20% Zimbabwe-level inflation, but they took food, energy, gas, all the things, home prices. prices, all the things that really involve your life were taken out of the inflation index so that it wouldn't scare you. So it's just pure government fraud. And so it's the same thing with the vaccine. They actually label you as unvaccinated if you get COVID or you go to the hospital or you die of COVID within 1 month of getting the first vaccine and 14 days after you get the second vaccine. And I don't even know what the rules are for the third one, the booster, but it's probably the same thing. Once you get the booster, probably for 14 days you count as unvaccinated. Why? Because they know that the vaccine weakens your immune system and causes horrible allergic reactions and horrible immune system reactions. And most people are going to die, actually are going to die in the first 14 days after they get it. So these people are dropping dead in record numbers within 14 days of getting the second vaccine and within 30 days of getting the first vaccine. And guess what the government calls them? Unvaccinated. This is the biggest scam I've ever heard in my life.
Somebody's making money off it. So yay, capitalism. You know, especially if you're Bill Gates and you're invested in Remdesivir's company, Gilead Sciences.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, there's 30 new billionaires. And I just heard that a month ago, so now it could be 60. 30 newly minted billionaires with a B with one company, Pfizer. Just executives who own stock in Pfizer, 30 of them became billionaires in the last year. That's not counting Moderna or J&J or AstraZeneca or any other drug company that claims they're going to have a vaccine soon. And that's only billionaires. You know, that's like the old Bill Gates days. You know, Bill Gates became the richest man in the world, and every one of his company became worth $100 million, $200 million. Secretaries are worth $30 million. So when they say 30 people became billionaires at Pfizer, how many secretaries are now worth $30 million? How many lower-level executives are now worth $100 million? Of course they're going to push vaccines. Of course they're going to cover up their own internal stats that now show, without any question, it's Pfizer's own stats that show that the number one side effect of this thing is heart attacks and cardiac arrest and arrhythmia and, you know, all kinds of versions of heart issues and heart problems. And yet they don't want anybody to know because they get rich.
Of course they do. And so this scenario, let's go back to your book that you just put out here, about the protests, the Great Patriot and Protest book.
The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, yeah.
Yep, and boycott book. And so I forgot the boycott, but that's a good thing. when you're talking about this, and folks, 844-769-2944, we've only got Wayne for a few more minutes. If you've got something you want to ask him, this is the time, because a lot of people are looking for solutions that listen to this program, and this book seems like a God-honest solution. So can you elaborate just a little bit about somebody buys a book, what are they going to learn?
Well, I mean, the key is, first of all, I've written 15 books, or maybe it's 16. I've lost track. I don't know. I'm at 15 or 16. And all of them are like 300 pages, and I pour my heart and soul into them, and they're fantastic stuff. This one's 100 pages. It's the shortest book I've ever written, and it's only 100 pages because I told them to print in really large print. So it's really like a 50-page book. And so it's very easy to read, where I tell you exactly what's happening in the United States as we speak right now, exactly what the Democrats' plan is. But then the last 30 pages of the book are what the book's about. It's really a resource guide. It wasn't written like a book, you know, you read it. It's written like you use it. And so the last 30 pages are a list of the top 120 companies in America that make all their money off conservatives, but screw over conservatives and treat us with disrespect and ignore us and crap on us and, you know, pee on us and tell us it's raining. And so I found out all the important, pertinent contact information for those 120 or so companies, the CEO's name, the board of directors' name, the address, the physical mailing address, the phone number, their emails, their social media accounts. And so you now have a resource guide that shows you not only how to protest and boycott, but also exactly who to go after and hound them as conservatives and let them know you're not buying their products anymore till they stop their liberal crap. And so, you know, I made it easy. You just open the book and you make 3 phone calls a day or send out 3 emails a day. And at the end of the next year, do you have any idea how many emails and how many phone calls all these corporate CEOs will have gotten and how scared they are of a rebellion and a boycott of their products? They're scared to death because they're all public companies and the CEOs could all get fired. So this is the way we have real power. That's what the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book does for you.
I love it. Where do you get it?
The usual places that are very bad and very liberal that I'd like to boycott. You know, like Amazon. Right? Amazon and Barnes & Noble, of course, they're all horrible. But that's who sells books. You have no choice. You know, if you want to boycott Amazon, great. As a conservative, boycott Amazon by not buying any product from them except conservative books, because that's where you buy every conservative book now. It's not Wayne Root. It's Mark Levin. It was Rush Limbaugh. It's any Glenn Beck, Michael Savage. I don't care. Sean Hannity. I don't care who it is. If you're a conservative, the only place to sell books now is like 90% through Amazon, 10% through Barnes & Noble. So buy it in those two places and don't buy anything else but conservative books. They'll get the message.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, so the thing is speaking of which, Mark Levin, I did buy American Marxism. What was your take on the book? Did you like it?
I never even read it. You know, you got to remember, guys like me write our own books, have no time to read anybody else's because we're so busy. I work, you know, I work 18 hours a day. What's time to read someone else's book? And there's nothing Mark Levin could, I love Mark Levin, but there's nothing he could tell me I don't already know. I mean, all I do all day, 3 hours a day, is preach that that Democrat Party is owned by the Chinese Communist Party and that it preaches communism. I know exactly what's going on. I don't need Mark to tell me. I know it because I went to Columbia University. I graduated class of 83 with my classmate Barack Hussein Obama, right? He was in my class, same time, graduated on the same day, and all the people I met at Columbia were all dyed-in-the-wool communists and Marxists, and they all said they wanted to destroy America and destroy capitalism, and they're all in office right now doing exactly that.
Oh, my. That's even a more, a much scarier outlook just from hearing you say that, yet you turned out different.
Well, I was already different. I mean, my mom and dad were a homemaker. My mom and my dad was a butcher. So I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, right? And my dad taught me that, you know, it takes several generations to make it in America. And your dad's a butcher. Don't ever be embarrassed about it. Don't ever be ashamed about it. I wear a white apron with bloodstains. But it pays for you to go to an Ivy League school, Columbia University. And you're at an Ivy League school now. You graduated valedictorian. You're going to go on and do great things in America. And it's all because this is the greatest country in the world. And my dad was right. So when I got to that school, I was already a Ronald Reagan Republican, and Reagan was running for president, and I was a huge fan of his, and I represented Reagan. I became Reagan in the campus-wide debates at Columbia University. I actually won that debate with a crowd that voted 99% for Jimmy Carter, but when they voted the debate winner, they voted me the winner by 70%.
Wow. Wayne, we're going to have you back on the show eventually again. I know there's so much to talk about here. Dave Krieger will be back with Judd Dunning. Talk about 10 things the left is imposing on us that we got to stop this year.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Tuesday, January 4th, 2021. We're in Central Time here. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. It has been exciting. So far, we've had somebody running for Congress in Montana on our show. We've had Wayne Allen Root on our show. We continue with our, I guess I could call it a tirade. Judd Dunning can call it anything he wants. He has a show on 790 AM KABC in Los Angeles, the unapologetic, the Judd Dunning Hour. And, of course, we're going to get into that. 844-769-2944. Judd's got a book out, 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others. And, of course, he has the big topic here is 10 things the left is imposing on us that have to be stopped this year. Judd Dunning, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. I love the horn section. That's how I feel every time I walk into a room.
You gotta love it. All right, so you got this conservative playbook of persuasive facts and arguments. What's it all about?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. It's pretty simple. You know, as I say on KBC in Los Angeles, we're rationalists, not radicals. So it's interesting that you can actually have a media buzz, make a book, do an article, be on Newsmax, to have a radio show, just simply talking rational republicanism, which is now like sedition and treason, you know, because you're in the face of cancel culture and consequence culture in L.A. So it's pretty much we went through and we really studied the main principles of conservatism, the arguments between, you know, liberalism and conservatism, and we put it out in the book. And then Newsmax's wing, which is called Humanics, you know, they found our book and they picked us up, and I wrote it as a dedication to my father after he passed. It was really a conversation of, you know, what are the core arguments and why do you choose to be who you are? Because it's really easy to simplify conservatism or liberalism. So people have used it as a handbook. We also show how to argue in it as well.
Well, you know, what amazes me, before we went on the air, folks, Judd was telling me that they changed the hours of his broadcast. Explain how that happened.
Well, it was more about our sponsors changing the hours. You know, we were really going in the face because of the cost and everything. I mean, it's really hard to get into that dialogue there. So, you know, we've really said, I'll hit it right on the nose. You know, we believe that there were the compromises in election integrity. We believe that there's still an onslaught of attacks for the future of our vote in America, which, you know, we don't want to be a banana republic. And we also believe that the draconian lockdowns that are happening are, a lot of it is a hoax. A lot of it is real, you know. I mean, there's some guys that just came out. They challenged the CDC's PCR tests and a series of tests throughout California. And they did like 1,500 tests, and they found out that all these positive COVID tests were influenza A and B, and the flu had gone away. So if you simply talk to the reality of what's going on, you simply talk to what we see happening to Joe Biden and his, you know, really, you know, communist-leaning CCR China administration, then you're considered a rebel.
Well, you are, but Yeah, I understand that. But the thing is, I mean, on your talk show, do you take calls from callers, from listeners?
Yeah, we pre-tape on Thursday, so on Friday we do. We have a following, but not as much. You know, it's hard to get people. We've had some amazing guests, Macari, McCullough, David Horowitz, and we have some people coming on. It's hard to get conservatives on at midnight on PST if they live on EST. It'd be like a 3 a.m. call-in. So that's one of the magics to Red Eye is you do have a live period in there, but most of your guests are going to be pre-taped on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so the 10 things the left is imposing on us that we have to stop, what are they?
You know, I think
here's your chance to soapbox it, Judd.
Exactly. Look, I think we all know that, you know, there's four ways that the left has been, you know, coming at us to flip the narrative, which is Trumpism, racism, vaxism, and climatism. So if you continue to look at the core essence of what is true care for individual liberty and what is true care for government expansion and control, like government does not love us in any form or fashion. You know, Alexander Hamilton said it so well. He said, the people that are close us that are the least suspect for suspicion are the people that are probably going to take our liberty. So if you can scan through America, and if you look at, you know, critical race theory, which is not based in, it's deconstructive, it's not based in care. If you can look at what we're trying to do with the climate, it's not based in care. It's based in, you know, perpetuating the leftist soft socialism, hard communism that's actually coming into our American lens right now. If you look at what's going on with the Obamacare mandates, they're still being left unresolved. If you look at what's happening with inflation right now, and how we've stopped considering the debt. If you and I will recall, what was the biggest topic throw the last 8 years out for our whole entire lives? We discussed the debt as it relates to national security. So I mean, the list is long. We could continue to go through all of them, but you know, jump in.
You got no doubt. And I mean, the thing is I'm looking at southern border when you say national security. I mean, California is affected, if not equally, as much as Texas and Arizona and New Mexico.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think border, for us in California, the reality is a little different. The closer you are to the border, even though this is a national situation, I mean, you've got 350% increase in fentanyl. We've had 50% increase in homicides. There's all this, we've got this Newsom, Garcetti, Gascon, the DA in Los Angeles. We've got this triad of people who are really into degrading law and order, who don't care. I mean, we've had a Latin crime wave. You can't even say that. You know, we've had a Latin-based crime wave in Los Angeles for years. It's never talked about. It's directly related. When you do a poll of where that law and order is starting to degrade, it mostly comes from problems with the southern border. And now we've got fentanyl pouring into the Xanax and the ketamine and every drug that our kids are using, and we're having a massive spike in deaths in Los Angeles. And it all relates to the border. And it's gotten worse since the border became an open border, politicized to add to the wildfire of adjusting the gerrymandering of all of our polling districts at the same time, with the Democrats like looking at them as just votes. So, you know, it's a bigger picture. It's a dangerous picture. But even before that, you know, we had written an article where they had tracked and found like numerous amounts of terrorism marked accoutrements and guns, et cetera, and cell phones and cars coming over the southern border. But it's been minimized and it's been whitewashed, and no one's even addressing the fact that how serious the security issue is. By the way, cells operate in like 3 to 5 to 15 year windows. So who knows how many cells have already been formed for, you know, a future 9/11 in America. It's a very serious issue.
Well, and that's one of the things that, you know, I have been preaching as well, is, you know, we are not prepared for any of this, because all the gotaways that they didn't catch at the border could be doing the very thing you just described.
Absolutely. I think it's undeniable. And unfortunately, what's going to wake up America is a potential another crisis. And the left loves a crisis, you know. Never let a crisis go to waste. So we had COVID. Look how much power was there. But you know, we're still riding this, like, government doesn't want to let go of this lockdown around our necks. Look, we're in Arizona right now. We're taking a vacation. And you know, it's pretty much here. You're seeing people, some people with masks, some without, some people distancing. And that's all I think America wants, is allow us to make our own choices. It doesn't have to be a battle of the ultimate outcome of who's right or who's wrong.
Okay, well, this, you know, I had Wayne Allen Root, you know who he is. I had him on in the last half hour. And basically, when I talked to him about how to change the minds of a liberal, You know, this is 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others. Are you enlightening the conservative or are you enlightening the liberal trying to change their mind? Do you agree with Wayne or disagree and why?
Look, I think that it's a different time since we wrote the book. The book came out in November of the prior year. So we've been out for about a year and 3 or 4 months. And during that, it took us, you know, about 6, 7, 8 months to write it. I think at that point, you could talk rationally to a leftist and you could try to illuminate their, you know, their position and then bring them into the other side. Often humor, care, understanding. You know, there's always, we have to remember that at some level, humans operate from this concept of care. They want to deliver what they think is right. But there's a different care. There's a care for individual liberty, or there's a care for a utopian progressive society where people's decisions need to be made for them because they know it's better for them, which creates an elitist class, which creates power disruptions in our society, and actually, you know, deconstructs our constitution. Now that, but that conversation is out the door ever since, you know, Trump. Everything has, we're still in a blowback period from Trump with racism, vaxism, climatism, as I'm saying. So everything is still weaponized. So now I think you have to, now you have to attack. It's time to take the gloves off, and I think you have to be bold, strong, go for it. Look, we don't have to do that much, because in 2022 they were saying we're probably going to take 26 seats back in the House because the left is eating itself and destroying itself and failing in its policies. So, you know, hopefully the rational day will win. We have 41% of Democrats saying that the election was contaminated now, and they realize how Joe is unfunctional. But meanwhile, we're still getting trampled on, and this is why I think we have to be even more aggressive when we see what's happened with Robert Malone or Marjorie Taylor Greene and the repression of free speech. We have to be more aggressive on how we take on, you know, leftist cultural Marxist ideology. We have to call it out. We have to be more aggressive. So I think it's changed a little bit. It's not as much about understanding. I think we're now more of a cultural war.
No doubt. Now, let me ask you another question, because this is just, you know, recent news. Devin Nunes, Republican, you know, he's representing California since 03. Now he's out heading up Trump media. What's your take on that? Was that a smart move?
Well, you know, I think Nunes has done a lot of good things. I think he's not the worst choice at all. You know, I mean, we're happy to have anybody in the right fighting. I mean, it's basically, if you live in California, you know, it's like somebody said, hey, have you been going to the West Side Republican meetings in Los Angeles? And I said, you know, I don't need further depression. We're not exactly an exciting, motivated base out there. But it's not a bad choice. I think what's going to be exciting about Trump media, though, is how broad is that going to get? How much shift can we get? Because, I mean, look, if you look at Brighton, and if you look at brand new YouTube, and if you look at all at, well, Parler's been kind of contaminated. How do we keep, who's going to keep this new platform from being contaminated by these greater forces? Because there's a lot of shills out there. So we don't know. I mean, I would hope that if there are issues that they would be, if there's any focus on corporatism over individual liberty, somebody should be thrown out, because to be honest, profits are more important. And I think that's something that we saw with Trump, is profits weren't more important. This guy was, you know, he risked everything. He risked billions of dollars and took no salaries because he thought that the principle of us having a deconstructionist, anti-institutionalist president there and shaking up the Hill was more important. They've got to apply that same theory to social media, or they should immediately. I think we can rest confidently that the Trump organization will fire and hire quickly if somebody doesn't execute on their greater plan.
Well, what about deep state, though? That seemed to be the big thing that was fighting Trump the entire 4 years of his presidency.
Well, I don't think the deep state's going anywhere. I think the deep state is the problem with America. And fortunately, we know at least 90 to 100 million Americans are, you know, literally probably willing to, you know, to riot or pick up arms if it gets too worse. I mean, I think America has to look into the reality that the Constitution may be an antiquated document, but its principles are still running clear here. Is we cannot have free speech repressed. We cannot have our businesses shut down. We cannot have, you know, we can't have a weaponized IRS. I mean, there's certain things that we're going to cross the line on. I rest confident that I think America is waking up right now. I think that there is a great awakening. The big concern, though, we have is in California, permanent ballots, mail-in ballots are now permanent in California. And that was what my new article came out about. I said we can no longer follow New York and California as our trendsetters. We need to follow Texas. We need to follow Florida. You know, if there's going to be a succession, why don't we let California and New York succeed? They can have their own country.
Well, you see, and that's the thing. We have movements in Texas where I'm at that actually want to secede. There's actually a political movement here, and they call it Texit after Brexit. But the thing is that, you know, Texas, for example, has virtually everything it needs to survive on its own without Washington. And the thing is, most people don't realize Washington takes more from us than it gives back. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I think the entire system is heavy on taking and not giving to our, you know, where our original principles are. I mean, if you, this is a time, I mean, the real cure for all of this is like studying military history. It's or just reading the Constitution. You know, we were at Thanksgiving and I put a copy of the pocket Constitution on everybody's table. And, you know, if you get into the beauty of our principles, they're still there, but they, you know, we want to, the progressives want to say that anything is, that is traditional is regressive, but progressivism is regressive right now. It's regressive away from, you know, what we care about and where America is moving forward. But this battle is a tough battle right now. I mean, I think the most important thing is we have to get through 2022, and we're going to have to find, we're going to have to focus on, we're going to have to pay more attention, we're going to have to back the leaders that are more deconstructive, and we're going to have to throw out the false narratives. And this is like what you're saying, like Trump media opening and every opening coming out there is important. I mean, it's really amazing. It's like, I don't know, how do we shake people off of Twitter? How do we shake people off of Facebook? How do we shake people off of WhatsApp? Everything that is tied in, or Instagram, everything that is tied into this massive narrative, because we're a fast-moving society, and I think that people, you know, have to, we have to get off the teat of this bad information. And by the way, for 6 months and a day, I am living in Texas myself, so we bought some property. We're literally driven out of our state, so we're going back and forth between these two states, and down there, people are like, say, are telling me, hey, don't say you're from California. And I'm like, well, Jordan Peterson just and Steve Turley just did an article. We're actually preserving the conservatives that are moving down there. Are hopefully going to be part of the charge. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be part of Texas.
Well, it is. And the one thing that I know is that Texas is now, because of all the gun laws that have been passed here, a true gun sanctuary. And they are not going to regard, if the feds were to come in here and try and institute power in this state. And I don't like to use the word takeover, but I mean, if that sort of thing happened, I think Texans would stand up and fight. You'd have another Alamo times 1,000 in this state if they ever tried to pull a stunt like that.
You know, it's interesting that we had John Lott on our show, and you know, there's 73 organizations that the federal government has that can carry automatic weapons, like completely inane, you know, government organizations. But still, the beauty of it is if you, as we dig into our Second Amendment that protects the first, there's like 324 to probably 325 or 6 million guns in our country in the hands of our citizens. And that balance of power has never, it's not, it's never about, it's like being a black belt. You never want to hurt somebody. You never want to touch somebody. It's not, there's not, the right or people that own guns, they're not crazy. But the preservation of power is so amazing. If you look at what happened with Australia, if you look at the countries that give up the balance of power, I mean, that's, we still have the ratios. And I think the government holds like, I don't know, 4 million guns or something like that. So on a ratio level, it continues to preserve the we the people element. It continues to preserve federalism, but it's not a threat, and it's not radical. It's beautiful, isn't it? I think it's just great, because that power is never to be used, but always to be sustained. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting here. You know, I went out and I bought a bunch of different automatic weapons this last year because there was a run going on gun rights in California, so I wanted to grab them while I was there. And there are so many concoctions and breakpoints and new devices they put on these guns. They're barely usable. So we really have to stay, we really have to pay attention to our gun rights, because they really are being whittled away, regardless, so that Second Amendment still stands.
Right. And see, the thing is in Texas, my understanding of the law here is you can own a silencer.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, if a good person is using it, you know, it's quieter.
I don't know. Yes, for sure.
I mean, it's about, noise. It's about, I get that. Purity. Yeah.
Well, it is, and I think a lot of people here, if you notice, that there are certain parts of this state that people, you know, I mean, this is the one thing I can say about the sheriffs here, is their respect for property rights. If you put a no trespassing sign on your front gate, they will not climb over that fence. That's what I like about, you know, property rights respects in Texas. This state, above all, probably has the best property rights, and that's probably one of the reasons it attracted you to move here and buy property here. And I'm thinking to myself in the back of my head, Judd may actually be building a house here with the intention of permanently relocating.
You know, it's funny, man, because, like, when I started getting really verbal on the radio, this inspector was jumping our fence, like, literally coming into my back property where we have our office since COVID, right, and where I have a real estate company. And three or four times, he was in behind my fence, opened the door, in my lane, looking in the window. And, you know, in any other area, he probably would have been, particularly in Texas, he would have been potentially shot, right? But you can't shoot somebody, you know, in the face. You have to shoot him in the back, right?
So I don't know about that.
Right, I heard that it's harder if you shoot somebody in the back, like you need to confront. Anyway, I'm not planning on doing it. But there, I said, what's going on? He said, what's going on with you? And I said, well, he said, why are all these people calling in your back property and turning you over to the building and safety? And it was because I was, you know, on the radio and, you know, we were out there in the public eye. So I have all these permit violations on my property. I moved down to Texas. I closed, and they're like, yeah, you can start building tomorrow. You're in the county. So, I mean, it really is beautiful. I mean, and people don't realize how constitutionally beautiful that is. You can still be in the county in Texas and go right to building if you build something that's safe. I mean, that's beautiful. It's beautiful, right? It's part of our constitutional rights, our property rights. I mean, I'm a broker of 20 years. I've been pretty successful in that business, and you know, I take it seriously. We are transferring the American dream between parties, and hopefully unhindered.
We are. Well, and for what it's worth, I do know, and we're going to be talking about gun rights and gun laws and gun insurance because there is such a thing. And one of my workers that's out here, because I'm actually building, one of my workers, he apparently had his wife's car was basically broken under, and they took her catalytic converter. And when the constable came out and took one look at the car and started snooping around the property, he noticed they tried to jimmy open the front door, and he told this worker's wife, look, if this guy were to come in here and they come back again, shoot him in the face. Don't shoot him in the arm. Don't shoot him in the leg. Shoot him in the face. This is what the constable told her. So, you know, the sheriffs and the gendarme out here are very, very respectful of people's right to defend themselves, unlike Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, I think the real issue that we have was the bifurcation of two systems of justice. You know, I mean, there's a sad fact in America is, when's the last time you saw an elite member of government on the left or right incarcerated? And we have a broken system, and elites are plutocratically and constitutionally, their constituencies and their lobbyists are protecting them, and they're separating from the will, the reluctant, you know, servant to the will of the people. And then after the BLM riots, and then in contrast to the January 6th riots, we saw a double standard of justice being applied, and we're still seeing those people victimized and targeted, and we're still seeing there was information that just came out about the, you know, about a greater FBI presence that didn't take any action on January 6th. So, you know, I don't know what the solution is, but, you know, guns are a balancing power in our country that keep us from, you know, being falling under dictatorial or monarchical or repressive military rule. And so I think as long as we keep connecting to what their purpose is and not demonizing them and keeping it such an important part of our society, they're so important. But we've got this degradation of law and order that's extremely concerning, and what we're seeing at the southern border. And we know that in the cultural Marxist playbook, that's one of the biggest things, is the more insecure you can make a society, the more you can expand governmental control. So we really have to keep our eyes open right now.
Okay, and I'm also looking at your bulletpointnation.com website. How'd that come about, and when? How long has it been there? What can people find by going there?
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. So it's interesting. So we started, before the book and everything, we started like 7 or 8 years ago. We actually had a pitch out in Hollywood, horrible timing, because then Trump came in and people wouldn't even talk to you, for like a Republican daily show. It was called Conservatively Unplugged. And so our idea was to kind of do like a daily show meets kind of a behind-the-scenes tool time thing with Tim Allen, like showing Republicans as kind of neurotic, normal people, like taking the demonization off. And we got pretty far down the road. Like, people were like saying, like, hey, you know, we love the idea. We know there's a huge base space out there for the right for advertising and marketing, but hell no. You know, they're like, there's no way in Hollywood this will ever get done. So we went on to, you know, online, and so Bullet Point Nation was Michael Loftus, who's on Fox all the time. He's one of their in comedians. We did a show there, which was kind of like, pardon the interruption. You'd have six or seven questions, and we just go off, and we have guests, and it did pretty well. And then now we I just have a show called Unapologetic, and it's in the middle of our radio show. I have some great writers where we come together, and I think if I was famous, I'd probably be already canceled, because we really go after cancel culture, I mean, head on. We're mean and we're tough because it's comedy, and it should be. So in the middle of our shows, we have videos there at JudDunning.com. We have our the book, we have the radio station, et cetera, but we have videos where we attack cancel culture. So we welcome you all to come and sign on. And you can also follow us too at Judd Dunning on Twitter. So at Judd Dunning, JudDunning.com and at Judd Dunning. And come along. Sometimes I'll laugh out loud, which is a no-no in comedy, because our writers are so mean and funny. I'm one of them. There's a couple of us that write, and the rest are anonymous because they want to have lives.
Yeah, I could tell just by looking at this. I'm scrolling down the page, and all of a sudden there's your picture sitting next to the entire lineup, and you got Hair Sniffer Joe in your ear.
I get dissed on the website.
Yeah, it keeps people thinking,
though. That image, like, literally, it's behind us even when we're on Newsmax, and I'll have Joe over my ear sniffing me. But the point is, you got to deconstruct. You got to deconstruct the lies and the projections. And so the whole goal is, if we can poke a few holes in the liberal thought balloon and show it's inanity, then maybe we can get to reason insanity.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Judd Dunning, thanks so much for being on the Power Hour. We are out of time. We're going to have you back again. This has been a fun conversation.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, another day has passed. We will be back again tomorrow. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.